start this party with a bang.
Bang, bang, bangity bang. Bang, bang, bangity bang. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang. Bang,
bang, bang. Bang, bang.
True believers, and welcome to the 38th installment of the Puzzle Warriors Numero Tres. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me, Chaos 72, Sneaky Beat 15. I can't do those in Spanish, the numbers are too high. Better known as Ray and Ian of the Long Box Heroes Alliance. Hello, folks.
Hello.
What?
Okay. All right, this is the week of, whatever we are, what are we in? May, right, Cinco de Mayo. May 11th through May 18th, 2016. Your stuffs, Deadpool dailies for the week. Today got me that final bullseye I needed to champion my bullseye, so that was exciting.
Woo-hoo.
Thursday, Blue Cap. Friday, Yellow Sentry. Saturday, Red Punisher. Sunday, Green Blade. Monday, Yellow Patch. Tuesday, Green Torch. And Wednesday, Black Colossus. Nothing super exciting in that coming up list there.
My blade's creeping ever closer to that Ghost Rider cover, so I'm excited Ooh. About that.
Nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
You know, otherwise, Patch and Cap and other champions that I have, you know, keep them coming. We'll see where they get me in a couple months.
They will get you nothing. Nothing.
I've never looked, but I feel like they probably do. I feel like you're probably mistaken.
Nope, they all just get you Cho covers. Every single one of them.
I'm confident Patch is going to give me X-Force covers.
Nope, Cho.
And I feel like Cap is obligated to give me Falcon America covers.
Yeah.
It's probably true.
Maybe a red one.
I would take anything but a blue at this point. I have him at 040. It's super frustrating.
Try 450.
You can make the shields. Good for you. You can prevent some damage. All I can do is boost shields I can't make.
Curious now what the Punisher gets you.
Nothing.
Well, yeah. Show.
Hold on, I'm looking. Oh, he gets you Elektra.
No, that's not bad.
Sure. I can accept that. Having just watched season 2 of Daredevil.
All right, your 5-day, 4-star crash of the Titans. On the 7th, you had Nova doing some stuff. My Nova did a whole lot of nothing. Anybody else have any Nova success?
No, not at all. I pulled it up, remembered I only had one cover, and closed it.
Okay.
To stick with your opening theme, Nova.
You didn't go.
Nope, he did no go.
All right.
He lasted a real long time for having like one red and one black cover for him, and he was at level 70. Man, I fought that battle for ages. I still got smoked, but I got probably like 15 more turns than I should have.
Huh, I suppose that was something.
Yeah.
All right, coming up on the 12th, which is tomorrow or maybe today, depending when you listen to this, you got Spider-Gwen battling, I don't know, who should Spider-Gwen do battle with? Who's anti-rock and roll? It's got to be someone who doesn't like rock and roll.
I don't
seems
know.
Like a downer in rock and roll.
Doc Ock?
I don't know. You think he'd be mean on the drum set with all those arms.
Maybe.
Yeah, but she's already playing drums. Maybe that's it.
Yeah,
oh, maybe that's drummer duel. They both want to be the drummer. Sure.
Oh, that never happens. That's funny.
We could go twin drum sets like that old Touch of Grey video where for no reason Kevin McHale shows up and plays the drums.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Why is Kevin McHale there?
Nobody knows. Apparently he's a big fan of the Grateful Dead.
Huh.
Yeah, find the video sometime. Kevin McHale sitting there playing the drums.
I've seen the video many, many times. Again, I just never thought, you know, I was much younger then when that video was still on the TVs. I'll YouTube it and see if I can identify Kevin McHale as the skeleton turned drummer.
Yeah. Okay. And then coming up on the 17th should be some Quake action.
Good luck, Ian.
Thanks. I don't know if I can do it with 1-1-1, but I'll sure try.
Better chance than me.
Right.
You have no Quake?
No Quake whatsoever.
Yeah.
I got a 0-1-1 Quake.
That's living.
All right. Story events. Civil War had its first go-round and finished up. More on that later. Then next coming up is what you should be playing now is the oh-so-evil that it is, the Gauntlet. In the Wilderness, 1,858 points gets you a recruit token. In Alpine Tactics, 35-38 gets you a Blue Beast. And in round 3 there in Global Domination, 26-44 for Green Squirrel Girl, 42-79 for Red Torch. And if somehow, by the grace of God, you make it all the way to the end, 5,218 points gets you a purple Iceman.
Ooh.
I suppose we can talk more about Gauntlet later, too, because it got changed. Next coming up is one of our favorite events, at least it was last time, Heart of Darkness. Coming up next.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Yeah. 30,000 for Black Torch, 59,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks get some Sheathors. And an 11 through 200 are Rocket and Groot covers. PvP is back underway. We are at Season 27, I believe.
Truth.
Yes. Cold War wrapped up already. That was your Bucky event. 800 got you a Purple Bullseye, 1,000 for the Bucky, 1,300 for the CP. Top spot got you a Red Hulk, and 2 through 100 was Lazy Thor. Lord of Thunder is running right now. Bow down before the God of Thunder and rock and roll. Kiss on tour now. Go see them. 800 for Yellow Thor, 1K for the Green Red Hulk, 1,300 for the CP. Top spot is Falcon America. And then I know you guys are covering these, 2 through 100, Ragnarok covers.
That's exciting.
I do actually have Ragnarok now, so I am looking for Ragnarok. I doubt I'm going to champion him, but still.
We got the Shield Simulator back up and running. 800 things there. 800 gets you Red Torch, 1,200 for Blue Quicksilver, 1,400 for Green Iron Fist, 1,700 for Purple Kamala Khan. And the big prize this year for 2,000 points is a Black Drax cover. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah, I wish I had got Drax when he was available. When I got a chance to play him, he was an excellent character. I really turned out I like all of his abilities.
He was a lot of just damage, wasn't he?
He does. I like the one where he hides, and then if someone else does something, he leaps out and just stabs the other person in the eye.
Yeah, I did not get a Drax either, so maybe I can get a Drax.
That gets me pumped up.
Moving on. Civil War.
Oh, wait a second. Simulator.
Whoa, what?
Where are you at in the simulator? You haven't completed it yet? I thought you were doing it right away.
Where am I at in the simulator?
Nah, I asked first.
Momento. I'm currently 15th.
I don't know what that means. How many points do you have?
Well, I'm down to 1290. I have gotten the 1400 point reward.
Wow, okay.
So I got the Iron Fist, so I'll probably try to hammer that some more later this week, this weekend, and see if I can get it out of the way.
Well, you didn't switch over to your team of Carnage, Kamala Khan, and other guy?
I kind of did, but I went in a weird way.
Uh-oh.
So
you went for the less effective version, where you lose hundreds of points?
Iron Fist, Carnage,
mm-hmm.
and the Black Fantastic.
Weird.
Yeah, in that, no one ever wants to fight Carnage, because then you always end up using health packs, because he's annoying. Every time you match something away, you heal Fantastic. So, you know, that's fun. And then you always got, you know, for no good reason, you know, Iron Fist is always sitting there just beating you down with damage every turn from his passive. So, I don't know. It got me some points when people attacked me and lost.
Cool.
I have actually got the most number of being attacked and successfully defending myself in this simulator than ever before. I've been using, I've dumped all my ISO now into my Teen Jean and been using her with Iron Man and Vision, Iron Man 40. And Vision, and that team is incredibly successful, and we'll touch on why later, I suppose.
Because it broke.
Because he's broke. But he's broke in a good way, I guess.
No, yeah. That's not a good way. It's unfairly broke.
I don't know. It's been good for me.
We might as well go into it. Sure. So Vision broke. Tell us why.
Oh, sure. I noticed, I don't know, several days ago, that Vision, so he has his heavy density power, which adds damage every time you make a match with tiles that have his icon on it. Anytime he does damage, it adds significant amounts of damage. Well, the broke part is, it adds it all the time for everyone now. So his heavy density is amazingly powerful right at the moment. It's normally good, but you don't even have to pay attention to what you're doing. You're just automatically going to be doing that damage constantly.
You're just lazily wrecking everybody.
Right. And the fact that I can use him with Iron Man 40 and immediately make so much blue and red that I can constantly have that heavy density going.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of devastating.
Well, and then you got the red, so you do the area attack punch.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Over and over again. I repeatedly was able to just go from fight to fight without any health packs. So, hey, they should fix that, probably, I'm thinking.
Yeah. To go with that in a less effective thing, but also happening, Elektra also appears to be broken. Her black power, where she dodges and does damage.
Shadow Step or something
Shadow like that. Sidestep? Shadow Step?
Sure. That is protecting everyone on your team at the moment.
Oh.
So if you got that thing running, nobody's taking damage.
That's thoughtful.
But. So in the simulator, I'm currently at 15-19, and wow. I shielded right before recording here. I had to shield. I can't sit at 1500. When I get back to it, I'll be at 1200. So I'm going to get back to it here before going to bed, see if I can
get that Kamala Khan reward.
Yeah, make some numbers.
Are you going to make it all the way to 2K, I hope?
Yeah, that's the goal. I want that Drax. I don't know. Maybe if they don't fix vision right away, I'll be able to get it.
Yeah, probably. We'll see. I mean, it was you that brought it up, and it's not like you mentioned something about like Venom being effective. So that'll be fixed instantaneously.
Clearly, Hi-Fi and the folks aren't listening to this and aren't going to fix the show or fix the vision tomorrow.
So you're saying they're not going to fix the show either.
Wow. No one can fix the show.
That's beyond even their powers.
It is already public knowledge. It's not like we're giving anything away.
There's posts on Reddit about it. It's out there. All right.
Back to Civil War.
I don't know. Civil War. That was a thing.
Yeah, it was.
So what do we think? To my sadness, our team went with the giant socialist government of evilness that is represented by Tony Stark, and we went Team Iron Man.
Lives were hanging in the balance, Craig. We need to have these people registered for our own safety.
Uh-huh. That's just what they said about the Jews in Germany. I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, it got really dark fast.
Yeah. Man, it went silent there for a minute. Ray better edit a bunch of that out. Just went to crickets.
On the upside, we did really well.
We did. Well, I didn't. The Alliance did really well. They got we got all the Hulkbusters.
Yep.
We got Falcon America when we switched sides.
Yep.
We got the 5-star Iron Man reward.
We did.
And from that token that you got at the end, I got another 5-star Iron Man reward.
Nice.
And some other token also gave me a Kingpin from that during that event. So
wow.
Lots of covers.
So welcome to the world of 5-stars, Craig.
Yeah, I got 2 in the same like week. It was insanity.
And 2 of the same character.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. That's I don't have any of those.
Couldn't believe it. Another
accurate call by Dave. Well done.
That's true. Maybe we should all just quit doing this show and just let him talk about stuff. He seems way more informed about this than we are.
He can predict the future. That's way more informed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently
that was
3 minutes into the future, like
right?
Teenage Negasonic Warhead. Is it Megasonic or Negasonic? What is her name?
Negasonic.
Nega, right?
Yeah. With an N.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know what a Negasonic is. It sounds like, you know, a bad dinosaur. It's like, look out, the Negasonic's going to get you.
Anything like a dinosaur, but I totally support that for some reason. Oh, my goodness.
Quick, somebody out there is good with Photoshop. Photoshop me up what a Negasonic could look like when it comes to attack you. Send it on over to Wooly at PuzzleWarriors3.com.
Good Lord.
And I'll make Ray post it on the webpage, because we all need more Negasonics.
So that was by far our best showing at an Alliance working together event.
Yeah, people worked hard. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, we've never made it to round 8 at something, but through round 8.
Yeah.
We made it beyond round 8. We had to stop doing that and go fight Team Cap. Yeah. Yeah, so kudos to the Long Box Heroes. They really brought their A-game.
I placed
Craig
number
I,
3 in
Craig,
the Alliance.
Craig and I brought it. Yeah, Ray was killing it. Craig and I brought our solid, like, B-minus game.
We were in the top 10.
Yeah, we were.
I was very happy with how many points I was able to get.
Yeah, you guys were killing it. The rounds 7 and 8, I think I went 0 for boss battles. I don't think I won a single time.
I had a couple, and that kept me in it.
I didn't lose a fight until round 8, and then we hit round 8, and I won one fight. But I was able to do like 40,000 to 50,000 points of damage every turn. So
good. Yeah, you definitely held your own with Angry Salad and Leonard.
Yeah, and then one thing we did learn is when you switched back over to the after finishing round 8, and we switched over to the Team Cap side. Boy, those entry fights to go fight the boss. Holy shnikes!
Hokey smokes, those were hard.
Yeah, I nearly gave up at that point.
Once we could fight Iron Man, he wasn't so hard. But getting to fight Iron Man, that was very hard.
Right.
Whew, those got rough.
Yeah, but it was good. It was an excellent event. It was definitely my favorite incarnation of the Alliance battle thus far. Galactus was up there, but this edged it out, probably because we performed so well. It wasn't that much better than the Galactus event.
So here's a question that we should pose to the Alliance.
Hmm?
So in round 2, are we trying to double down on getting everyone champion Hulkbusters, or what are we doing?
I'm going to vote no.
Yeah, we'll have to see what the prizes are and who's powered up, and we'll take in consideration all the things we considered this round rather than just who's powered up, and I think that'll lead us to the right decision again. I think democracy saved the day this most recent time.
By voting for socialism. For democracy.
There's no socialism involved in it whatsoever. It was a traditional democratic ballot. People took into consideration all of the issues, and wisdom won the day.
It reminds me of the secret ballots from Charlie Brown.
Nope.
No. All right. So when you're bored, here's a weird tangent for you. Go and watch Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that one's scary.
That one is my favorite one. That one's awesome.
That one is straight up scary.
Anywho, every time the girls decide they're going to make a decision, they pass out secret ballots. So Marcy and Peppermint Patty pass out secret ballots, and it always comes to a tie because every girl votes for her own thing that she wants, except for Marcy, who always votes with whatever Peppermint Patty wants to do. So therefore, the vote always wins at 2-1-1.
Okay, gotcha. Well, it was close. It was very even voting. Is Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown, the one where they're going down the river?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the river raft race.
Yeah, they take like a wrong turn and go down the side with the rapids and they almost die?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
God, that is not appropriate.
What?
Were you too young when you saw this?
I was. It was as disturbing as the one where, I want to say, Snoopy gets shot down behind enemy lines and ends up in France.
Yeah, I love that one.
Oh, my God, that one was really upsetting when I was young.
Bon Voyage, Charlie Brown, and Don't Come Back.
And Don't Come Back.
That's the subtitle, and Don't Come Back. He stays at the Chateau de Bad Neighbor.
Yeah.
But yeah, Snoopy goes to a bar, and he's playing World War One tunes on the jukebox.
Yeah.
And he's crying and, you know, pounding his fist on the bar top while he's drinking his root beer. That is gold, Jerry.
I don't know. That was some disturbing peanuts, and I've seen a lot of them. They had a lot of peanut specials, like an amazing number. Like people only think of the Christmas one and like the Thanksgiving, the ones that actually still air on television. But yeah, they have one for Arbor Day. They have one for Election Day. My goodness, the Peanuts gang gets around.
Nothing better than Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown.
I don't know.
If you haven't seen it, I know they sell it at Walmart for like $5. Go pick yourself up a copy of Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown.
Probably a double pack. I really recommend it's Arbor Day, Charlie Brown.
Really? I don't think I've ever seen that one.
They plant a tree on the baseball field for Arbor Day, and it sprouts alarmingly quickly, and it makes a game-winning catch, and Charlie Brown wins his first baseball game.
No way!
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, I definitely have never seen that.
Good for Charlie Brown.
Yeah. Yeah, I was happy
for them,
too.
Sometimes Chuck just needs a helping hand.
He really does.
This tangent was out of control.
Sorry, I really like Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown. It's one of my favorite cartoons I watched growing up as a kid.
I get that.
It's got a catchy theme song. It's like, Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown. Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown.
I do like a good Peanuts movie. I think they have. I'm glad that they are still around and not just MetLife spokespeople. I think their most recent movie was a relative hit.
So I heard this is a video game where they had this Civil War event. What happened in that?
I don't know. I think we probably got all the rewards and everything ended well. And we still weren't a top 100 alliance.
No, so, we still were not.
To all you elite.
After day one, we were like second.
Yeah, we were doing great at first, and then everybody started participating, and we made it all the way through our side, we made it halfway through the other side, and we were still outside of the top 100. So to all the elite alliances out there, boo! Boo!
I was saying boo, Earns.
I was also saying boo, Earns. But that's good. I'm really excited about your 2 5-stars. I'm really excited about round two. The more that we work together as a team, and the more participation like this, the more I get excited about Marvel Puzzle Quest. I'm always mostly excited. But this gives it a little extra boost for me. I really played nonstop. I really shirked my duties at work.
Yeah, it was all worth it.
Right. So, I hear the gauntlet's going on.
The gauntlet is going on.
Craig, I don't like the gauntlet. I think it's too hard. What do you recommend?
I recommend you read the update that just came out on your screen. It says, hey, we made it less hard.
What?
So, yeah, we were playing it along, and good God, was it been hard the last couple of days.
It got hard super fast.
And so today they put out a patch. Should have went live about 6 p.m. Eastern. But they lowered all the scaling. some, so if you've had problems with missions, go back and give them a try. I was stuck on mission 28 for 2 days, on simulation 28, which now is a level 250 Iron Fist, a 250 Scarlet Witch, and a 250 Old Man Logan.
Wow.
Yeah, they were, I don't know, level 300-something. So at least when they were level 250, I managed to beat them.
Cool. Congratulations.
But so, I could stonewalled into them up for the past day.
So I'm on 21, I think, node 21. I got there and got crushed immediately, and just, I said, all right, I'm done. And I started playing the simulator. That's why I have 1,500 points in the simulator. So now I'm torn. Do I go back and play more? Do I try and get these rewards, or do I just hit the simulator?
You got to push for you. No, you got to push for that Trax. You're so close.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, there's no risking it now.
I was just wondering if you at least went through and got the command points.
Where are the command points?
At the end, the last two missions in each thing, like the last one on the main line and the last one with required character, both will give you command points.
Oh. Well, I'm just partway into round two, so.
Right. Who are the required characters?
Loki.
Okay. Yeah. Venom. And Daken.
Well, it's Squirrel Girl.
Okay.
And
I can't see what
it is in round three yet.
It's different per round. I see.
I just got the Global Domination, so I haven't actually played the first mission in it yet. So I don't know who it is in three.
Yeah. See, now, having just read this segment, this gives me a much clearer picture of why the both of you are so much further along in the game than I have, even though I've been playing it much longer. You just said that you were stuck on Sim 28 for 2 days. If I lose a battle once, I'm done playing for the day. I'm like, I'm out! Gonna go play Civilization 5. This game is ridiculous. I'm done. Craig was willing to fight the same fight for 2 straight days. That is impressive.
I wanted to get past it. So yeah, Gauntlet, if you were stuck, give it a try now. It hopefully will be easier. I have never made it to the end of a Gauntlet, so I'm not expecting I'll make it to the end of this one either.
Last time. I finished the last one. This one was so hard before, and even now that it's lowered, I fought the one node and beat it, but everyone was near death. So, I don't know. It looks pretty hard still, so.
Well, you got 3 more days to try and...
This is true.
Hammer at it. All right, man, give it a go. We'll report back next week.
I'll probably do that after I finish Simulator, so.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, hey, Craig.
Hey, I've got info.
Do you? What sort of info?
Yes, but what do you got?
Oh, I was just going to say, have you ever heard of a podcast called Puzzle Warriors 3?
I have.
Ah, I love that show, but I wish I could find out more about those guys.
You know, I heard there's a way you can do that.
Tell me more.
Hey, do you like three idiots from Pennsylvania talking about Marvel Puzzle Quest?
I do.
I hope you do. If you do, and you like, do you like D3 forums?
Oh my God, do I ever.
Hey, check out the D3 forums the next couple of days. It may be tomorrow. It may be on Friday. But you will find a community spotlight going up on the webpage about some three guys you may have heard of. Check it out.
Sweet community spotlight. These guys. Yeah. I just pointed at myself as though you could see me. So just in case. I've been having a real issue with that today. Before I came on the show, I straightened up my outfit and combed my hair. So if you can hear a little extra handsomeness in my voice today, that's what happened.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you totally sounded more like a bald one today.
Thanks. Oh, man, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, but you'd be Billy.
Yeah, no, I'll take it.
All right.
Let's turn the show over to Ray for a while, see how far he can get before we derail him.
Yeah, Ray, what's in the mailbag?
It's strangely nothing about Civ and nothing about
Charlie
the
Brown?
Peanuts. No.
Yeah.
However... First comment, Jordan from Jersey commented, and I'm not going too in-depth into this or the reference, but he said, we did episode 37, and seriously, no 37 in a row jokes?
Yeah. PG show, man. PG
yeah,
show.
It is a PG show, so if you want to look that up, just be forewarned.
Oh, that's so funny, though. Good point.
Like in a row?
There was some discussion as well about, we had mentioned Winter Soldier was going to be a required character if you were playing on Team Cap. And as it happened, he wasn't right away. He wasn't until, what, round two? Or I'm not even sure, but...
yeah, I don't remember.
In any case, there were some discussions about the required characters. And I didn't understand until we started playing, until we were actually a little ways into it, that if you hit a node that had a required character that you didn't have, you could jump over to the other side, play the node
corresponding node on that side,
right,
yeah,
and unlock both bosses. She could switch over, do the node, switch back, and do the boss. So that was actually, that was a huge benefit. I enjoyed it a lot more not being locked out so much.
Yeah, that was, I guess we didn't get that, I guess, from the descriptions anywhere, but that's a super helpful tip there for round two.
Yeah, right. That was a dynamite addition.
D-Wing Illinois mentioned that Axl Rose is one of the few people from Indiana that I, as a Hoosier, disavow as being one of us.
Radio edit.
Okay, so at this point, Craig goes off on a tangent about Axl Rose and buying tickets, and nobody wants to hear all that, especially not me.
That was by far the most savage derailing Ray has ever taken from listener comments.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm very distracted. Interest way early on.
interested, very interested. Then I suddenly lost it. All right, what's in that mailbag again?
From Pluto's Godfather. I don't think I mentioned him before. So Pluto's Godfather, hi there.
I like the name.
He suggested that when we do the featured character of the week, we should have a section about who we'd like to play with the character and any good teams for them. That's a good idea. I think we've tried to do that a couple times, but not really, you know, more of a conversation piece, not really as an intentional thing, so.
Right, we'll try to work that in. It won't be this week, though.
Oh, it might be.
Oh, you have a story?
I've been using him a lot, so.
Ooh, I can't wait.
What else do we have? Stinkbomb says, Craig, you need to champion Bullseye. He is a lot of fun. Okay.
I did that today.
There you go. Let's see, what else? There were a lot of comments about people were having issues with the Daily Deadpool. Apparently, I guess it was on the Big Enchilada, people were having the game crash. It was specifically
it was the Dr. Doom day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, mine crashed out every time I got to the fourth round of the Enchilada.
Did they do a fix? Did you manage to get it?
Well, just like I explained earlier, I got frustrated, gave up, and that was that.
Okay, well,
I don't handle things maturely. I'm more of a tantrum guy.
Good to know.
Yeah, somebody gave you a baby, huh?
Yeah. It was half me. That's where all my patience and restraint go.
So she says.
Yeah, you've seen that baby. That's 100% me.
At least 50.
Yeah.
That's true.
If it was 100, that'd be weird.
Oh, it's a weird little Ian clone. Kill it.
Leonard mentioned that, quote, "I'd rather have Hulkbuster covers," end quote, is the first good thing Ian has ever said.
Ah, jerk.
So did you end up getting the Bucky covers? Did you
I did get a Bucky cover.
You did?
I did.
Nice.
I believe just one.
Yep. I never made it.
No.
Nope. I just...
It was looking optimistic last time. You had a slice that was very good.
A really soft slice, but then people started to play, and I don't know. I couldn't quite break the... I finished like 110. It was tough.
Oh.
It's a tough loss.
I got the red one, moving target.
Okay.
Yeah, that was good. That's one of the good... That and the blue are good. I'm still not sure what purple does. Like, I played him a lot when he was available during Cold War.
Right.
But I couldn't figure out what purple did at all.
Which one was purple?
Purple was...
It does
shoot,
almost no
shoot
damage
one,
and steals
yeah,
a
do no
AP.
Damage and shoot one AP off the board.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And the
completely.
Reason I thought it was going to be effective, I thought you could use it to shoot the red tile and blow up the grenade that he's throwing at you. Nope, you can't target that. So I thought it was, you know, there was some synergy to his powers, but not at that level.
Yeah, I remember now. I tried to use it a couple times and ended up just using him with X-Force Wolverine and Iron Fist and ignoring his purple. Using Iron Fist purple. So, but anyway.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I brought up a different story for later.
Sure. I brought up Bucky because Chloe was saying congrats on the presumed Bucky covers that apparently you didn't end up getting. But Craig did, so.
Yeah.
But she also had a degree of envy at the easiness of your slice, but apparently it didn't end up being that easy, so.
No.
And she also said that she finds it interesting, the way that we use ISO. She gradually levels everyone up and keeps like a stockpile of 20 just in case, 20,000 just in case, but she's also not a, you know, gotta catch them all kind of person. So, I don't know, to me that seems odd. I always like building up the ISO and then fully leveling someone, as opposed to like the gradual. And I think it's due to the holding down the level my character button.
Yep, I hate that.
We had a discussion about this over the weekend, and yeah, why isn't that a just okay, level me once, level me again, as opposed to holding it down? But that's mainly my reason.
Right. Yeah, usually I just pick a character I want to level, and I see, you know, how much do I need to make a max? Okay, I'll just wait until I have that much.
Right, so I would follow that up with, you know, I understand. I am also not a slow and steady kind of riser. I want to just get what it takes to get them to, you know, 166 and then champion. But you said she keeps, or presumably, it could be a dude. I don't know you, Chloe. I don't want to make any assumptions about who you are, other than you keep 20,000 on hand just in case. Tell me what that scenario could be. What sort of scenario could present itself for you? Thank goodness I saved these 20,000 ISO. I need to know more. Start typing.
I'm assuming that it's if you need that 20,000, you can dump it into a character to use in an event.
Crash of the Titan, someone who was powered up you didn't expect.
Right,
exactly. Give them a quick boost. Yeah, that's fair.
That being said, 20,000 isn't going to get you all that far.
Not really.
I mean, right now, 20,000, that would instantly disappear.
Yeah.
Actually, 200,000 would instantly disappear, but...
I spent 100,000 today just on Bullseye.
So where are you at? How many more 3 stars you got to go?
I think just Sentry.
Really? You have 39 championed 3 stars.
Well, I can try and count them. Hold on. 8.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the weirdest podcast ever.
Oh, by far. We need more topics next time. This off the cuff is killing me. We're lost in our own bizarreness.
Wait a minute. Apparently I can't count.
Yeah, it is
true. Start over. We weren't saying numbers.
And you're like our go-to math guy.
two and 6, 8, 6 more, 14. 6 more, 20. Man.
So as an aside, Ray, you are correct. I forgot who the featured character was this week. I was already a week in the future. So I am not impressed that you've been using this person and it doesn't even faze me. I'm totally... You could team them up with someone, anybody, really.
Right. I was a little baffled by your reaction.
Yep, I was shocked because I was already at the next week's show, and I was like, you've been using him? That's fantastic. No one uses him.
I'm at 39. 39 covered. 39 championed.
Cool.
Wow. I have Sentry at a 5-2-5.
Oh. So
if I get another couple of covers for Sentry,
right,
they'll be next on the hit list.
So 2 more. Interesting. Well, you get one this week, don't you?
But it's yellow, which I can't
right,
do anything with.
Right, so you sit on that until you get the green.
Yeah.
Assuming you can get the green within 12 days or however many days, 15.
Yep, so I have to let it sit in my queue there for until the last minute.
Right.
But if that happens, I will... I'll start stockpiling ISO just in case.
Right. Are we... Is this still the listener comment segment?
I believe it is.
Yes.
Okay, God, I was like, am I supposed to be doing something? What have I done? what turn my life has taken.
However, those are, I think we're done. Those are the interesting comments. There were a lot of really cool comments, people talking about what they got from the event, some discussions about the Civil War, but I'm just not that full of energy this week.
Seriously, they lost their time to the peanuts.
You remember there's that the evil group who's got like that souped up pontoon boat that has radar and sonar.
They do,
and...
yes.
Oh, yeah. Crap, yeah. He's back on the peanuts.
Yeah, I don't want to push you back. Let's just move on to...
Ian.
Yes?
There's we got a special message from the tourism board of Monterey's Coast. Tell me more.
Monterey Coast, the Chamber of Commerce and the Board of Tourism, Monterey Coast. Visit the Monterey Coast. Come and check out our world-class aquarium. There's just a brand new baby seal was born. Or was it a sea lion?
It's a sea lion.
I don't know. Come and visit. Find out. Hike the Monterey Bay Coastal Recreational Trail. Enjoy our lovely biking, kayaking, and golf. Monterey Coast. Come and visit us. And that brings us to the featured character
of the week.
The week, 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 week.
Feature character of the week. Week, 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 week.
This week, we are talking about, you guessed it, everybody's... almost everybody's favorite character, Iron Man. Newly revamped Iron Man 40.
Also known as Battery Man. Battery Man.
No one calls him that.
Battery Man does whatever a battery can.
He is awesome. Because he does not... Craig hates him because he does not charge up your team in a really long-winded roundabout way. He just gives you AP.
Yeah, speaking of that, before we go any further, I don't understand hatred of Iron Man. And this is why. Because what you have done is turned Wanda into Battery Woman, and yet you're perfectly fine with wasting all of her powers and just using her to generate purple, and completely crap on the Iron Man that not only generates one color, but generates all of them.
But, yeah, I don't know, I think I have to side with Ian's take on from me on this, is Battery Man is way too efficient. So, yeah, he's like playing Magic and you're playing red. No one likes it when you play red.
Oh, yeah, you're going to win that argument. I don't play Magic, Craig.
You need to play another color that's harder. All right, don't shoot people in the face. Actually, you know, take some time to construct something. He's just playing red. Go ahead, Ian.
No, I have no. You didn't win the argument because I have no freaking clue what you're talking about.
It's too easy.
Right. Craig says don't go about the easy way. Go about the you know, tips we got for Civil War, which was, oh, my God, what was it? It was like use...
Well, you had to use Falcon. That was required.
Nope. It was something that Stink Palm had recommended, and it was genuine. But again, it was as roundabout as you get. It was something about we were trying to make red for Iron Man, so we were making I think it was just switch to make purple into Iron Fist to make black. Black into Iron Man to do overdrive. Overdrive to make red. Red to do repulsor punch. And that's how you win.
I like it.
You would.
I did not try that at all, though.
So here we are. The Iron Man Model 40, 3-star Iron Man. Recently resurrected and turned into a considerably more effective character.
Nobody played him to everybody plays him.
Right. He's red, blue, and yellow. Let's talk about these colors. Unibeam for 13 red. Iron Man shoots some pain straight out of his chest at his enemies. It does 1,036 damage and drains up to 4 of your team's yellow, purple, and black AP. As it increases, he deals more damage. He deals more damage and drains less AP. He deals more damage. He deals more damage and drains less AP. So... at the big time, he is doing 6,781 points of damage and draining 2 AP from black, purple, yellow.
Up to 2, which I don't quite understand how it calculates that, but I guess it's
I assumed that it meant if you only have one, it's not going to put you into, like, a negative situation.
Sure.
You gotta make a match just to break back to 0.
Alright. Blue, Ballistic Salvo. It costs you 16 blue AP. He deals 508 damage to the enemy team, destroys 3 basic tiles, and drains 3 of the team's yellow, purple, and black AP. Destroyed tiles do not generate AP. As he levels up, he deals more damage. He deals more damage and drains less AP. He deals more damage, blows up more tiles. He deals more damage. And hold on, I'm reading this and I'm stumped. And he blows more tiles. There's... at level 1, it's telling me he does 508 damage and destroys 3 basic tiles. Yeah, and then drains 3. And then at level 3, he does more damage and drains 3. I wonder if he drains 2, and I'm not... I don't know. Anyway, damage goes up, he drains less, he blows up more tiles. 3,235 damage, destroys 6 basic tiles.
That is interesting. I think there's a typo on the page.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
baffled. The only thing that can make sense. Actually, this is not your fault.
Okay.
I'm rereading this and not really sure.
You're stuck where I'm stuck?
Yes.
Ballistic Salvo does some damage to the whole enemy team.
There you
and
go.
Lastly, and certainly not leastly, Recharge. It's cost 8 yellow AP. He puts 3 two-turn countdown tiles on the board that restore... 3 red and blue AP each, but stun Iron Man for 2 turns. At level 2, he's restoring green as well. At level 3, it costs 7 to fire this ability. At level 4, it costs 6 AP to fire this ability, and you're getting 3 green AP. And at mighty level 5, each countdown tile produces 4 red, 4 blue, 3 green, and 1 purple AP. That is a ton of AP generation at level 5. Just an absolute ton. All in the good damage doing colors of Iron Man and others. So once this fix came about, Iron Man's value skyrocketed as his two attack powers became more usable. And I guess you have to run him at, you know, something five. That seems to make the most sense to me. Am I wrong?
No, not at all.
Is there anybody who doesn't use him for just recharge? Not saying that his other two abilities aren't good, but I'm saying that while he is stunned from the recharge, that AP is usually being put towards, you know, the offense of other characters you have chosen to pair him with. So I would say
I would also go 5-3-5.
I would also accept, you know, 4-4-5 if you really want that damage the entire enemy team. But boy, you can do a lot of damage with Unibeam, so I would consider that.
Yeah, that
I would
jump,
consider 5.
That jump at
5,
level
3, 5
is significant. You're going from almost 5,000 to almost 7,000.
Almost 7,000. Yeah, that's a lot of damage there. So yes.
One thing that I find amusing on the wiki page, apparently they never reset the voting for how you would build your character, because
I noticed that
5-5-3 is by far the winner. And
right.
Yeah, nobody's doing that nowadays.
Right.
Someone so, get away with 4-4-5 or, you know, whatever flavor you want, but it's always XX5.
Right. So I don't have him championed yet, so I don't have too much, you know, use for him at the moment, although I do recognize his value. We're going to skip Craig on this one and go right to Ray. Ray, tell us about all the fun pairings that you have made possible with the new Iron Man 40.
So, as I mentioned in the simulator, I've been using him with Vision, because Vision is just stupidly powerful at the moment. And
right.
I've thrown in... So, I have Iron Man at level 171. I have Vision lower than that, like 169. And I have been dumping all of my extra ISO, and by extra, I mean any, every ounce of ISO, into Teen Gene.
Okay.
And that team of the three of them, one, people skip. Like, I haven't been attacked hardly at all. Two, when they do attack me, I win well more than half the fights.
Nice.
Because Jean is just, I have her at 351. So her ability, her defense of if you make a critical, she stuns you for two turns and does.
That's her best power.
Thousands of points of damage. Very useful. So.
Yeah.
And she uses purple and green, which the recharge also feeds. So, yeah, just a really nice team. Prior to this, prior to Vision being broken, prior to me having Jean, I was using Iron Man with my Cap. Cap has his red and blue powers, his shield throws, that do come back to you after three turns. So I use Iron Man to get over the hump of getting Cap charged up. And then once Cap is charged up, it's nothing but shields. It's like every turn I'm throwing shields, just constantly stunning everybody, doing massive damage, because Iron Man just does nothing but feed into it. And as long as those don't get matched away, it is just endless shield tosses. It is,
that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it is a really nice combination. So those have been my my recent experiences with him.
Right. So, yeah, there you go. Iron Man 40, featured character of the week, brought to you by the Monterey Coast, has recently gone from bottom of the barrel to top of the heap, as far as three-star characters are concerned.
Oh, you mean Iron Man, not Monterey's Coast?
Yes, Monterey's Coast has always been one of the finest tourist destinations.
So, Craig, have you ever used Iron Man 40?
Sure, yeah.
No comments?
Wouldn't I need to do other things in... Like, I used every single character possible during Civil War to try and do something to win in round 7 and 8. Nothing I tried worked, but I tried all kind of stuff.
So I guess I'll mention about that. I had a team that I thought was fantastic. It didn't work for Craig, and I'm not really sure why. But I was using Falcon with Captain Marvel and Cyclops. Captain Marvel has red, black, yellow, and so does Cyclops. Captain Marvel was boosted, so she's going to be taking all the damage. Every time she takes damage, she feeds red and black. Cyclops' red and black is devastating.
Yeah, it is.
So
you throw out some purple shields to mitigate damage.
Exactly. And Red Wing would swoop in and take out the Captain America countdown tile. And the Captain America countdown tile was four rounds. and Red Wing is 3. So
right.
once you
so
got
he
that
would
going,
be back at, yeah.
he never got to summon anybody, and he would beat the hell out of Captain Marvel, but then Cyclops would come in and blast him for thousands every round. So that's how I was doing so well. And
yeah, that's a good idea.
I told Craig this, and it didn't work out that well.
No, I tried it, and I got him to almost half once.
Did you up your Red Wing? Did you up Red Wing to level 5?
I did.
I don't know what to tell you, because that was how I was doing it. Now, you didn't start this until we were on round 8, though, right?
Yeah.
And round 8 was hard. I mean, there was no team that was going to get away unscathed.
So what level of energy absorption do you have to have before it makes black? Because maybe that was my problem.
Oh.
Because I have energy absorption at 3.
That would seem problematic for that build.
Right. I feel like that's probably needs to be at 5. You need to drop photon blasts down to 3.
Yeah, that would make sense if I'm never going to use her red.
Exactly.
But man, sometimes it's nice to blow up shields.
Yeah, but if you have a champion, you can just swap them out whenever.
Yeah, I just didn't think about it when we were trying this that day. That
I had her at 3. I'm sorry, 5-3-5. I use photonic blasts because Cap would throw out some shield tiles now and then, and
right.
if you let him get around away, he would then destroy them for massive damage.
Yeah.
So I would try and keep Photonic Blast ready in case he got those shields up.
Well, maybe we try this the second time around. I'll flip her to 5-3-5.
More energy absorption, right.
Now, I think I am going to vote for Team Cap this time.
Oh, now you want to do Team Cap?
I do.
Okay.
Well, my Hawkbuster is...
Now we
want
to be on the side of the correctness.
My Hawkbuster is...
Oh, yeah.
Is
speaking of that...
Pretty good now.
Yeah, what... Yeah, speaking of the Hulkbuster, I'll give a quick shout out to Stinkpalm. I think he just championed his Hulkbuster.
Ooh, nice.
I knew he was like one black cover away from you know, getting him to, you know, max covers.
Right.
And then the other two that we earned during the fight should have allowed him, assuming he has the ISO, to champion that. So good job on you there, Stinky McPalm.
My Hulkbuster is now at 5-4-3, so I only need one more.
Ooh.
Cover.
Right.
And unfortunately,
exciting.
I have a red cover that I got from the event that I can't do anything with.
Right.
So that's sad, but...
Yeah, mine's at 3-4-4.
Ooh, that's good, too. That's still better than mine. Mine's almost to the point where, like, if it comes back around to Crash of the Titans, I might be able to participate and win. I think I have him at 2-3-2.
Nice. Yeah, definitely.
So Craig got some 5 stars. Ray, do you happen to remember any rewards that you got this week? Are we going to open a token? I don't know what the policy here is.
Well, I was going to do one because I got one from championing Bullseye a little while ago.
So apart from the Iron Man 46 that all of us got from the event,
right.
and the, what, we got a blue Captain Falcon.
Right. And 3 Hulkbusters.
The 3 Hulkbusters. I managed to get a red X-23.
No. Yeah.
Two yellow Cyclops.
Ooh,
and
interesting.
And a yellow for Gwen.
Wow.
Spider-Gwen. So, yeah, the event was fantastic for me. I was doing really well. The Gwen was actually from it was from one of the vaults. I'm not sure which one, actually, but is it one of the current vaults? Yeah, I got Gwen from the Taco Vault. So, there you go.
Oh, good. I also got an X-23.
Nice.
From the token that Craig got an Iron Man from. Except I think I got... Does she have a green power?
Yes.
If she has a green power, I got the green. So that was a fun little surprise. I think that's the only notable cover that I remember opening. You know, I mean, other stuff, I was excited to get some of the 3-star covers that we got for that event. I enjoyed boosting up my Black Panther.
Oh, yeah.
But that's okay. That's all I got. But I did have... That gave me plenty of time to get into my game. And now I'm heading over to my appropriate recruit screen. Craig, what did you get from the token you just talked about?
Oh, I didn't click on it yet.
Oh, okay.
It is a latest Legends token. And strangely enough, those only get me Icemen.
Oh, nice.
Purple Iceman, cold as ice. Willing to sacrifice.
If only I could get a green Iceman. That would be my goal. Or a red Captain Falcon.
So I got my Iceman to 2-3-5.
Wow, you're cruising.
I'm going to have to spend some ISO on him at some point.
Right.
All right, is it my turn?
Sure.
So I also have a latest Legends. Mine is from my champion. Who did I champion? I have no idea. But it was from my last champion. I am going to open it now. And it's another 4-star. It is Iceman.
No way.
It is cold as ice.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Quick, Ian, get a cold as ice token.
I'm sorry, I don't have a latest Legends.
Oh.
I squandered all my ISO boosting up Hulkbuster for the Civil War event. So I'm going to have to open a Classics Legends, as I am unwilling to spend 25 CP to get a latest Legend, because I'm stingy and I don't have a ton of CP. So here we go. I'm adding him to my team. Oh, yeah. 5-star.
Oh.
I hate you.
And it's... Ooh, it's a purple phoenix.
Oh, nice. Ah. Which one? I'm not even familiar with her. Which ones are purple?
It's called Psychic Rapport. I'll go to my roster so that I can add this, and I'll tell you more about it while I'm there.
So that purple Iceman takes me to 025.
Interesting.
No whiteout.
I know both of you... 5 on the cold as ice.
Yeah.
So this is my second Phoenix cover. My first one was also purple. So let's Jean's telepathic abilities create an intense bond with the people she cares about. Converts 4 basic tiles to red. The passive ability: when you match 5, improve 3 random friendly specials by 104 and reduce 2 random enemy special tiles by 104.
Yeah. It's good power.
That's good. Yeah, yep. I don't know what the other two do because I don't have them, but man.
Oh. Ah! Well, the one...
This is my new favorite segment.
Yeah, the one is, you know, bring yourself back from the dead.
And right. And not just bring yourself back from the dead, but be wholly powerful when
yeah,
you
I
come
I
want to
see that happen once because I haven't seen that happen yet.
Oh, it's happened against me a couple times. It's devastating.
See, I always just kill her last when I'm fighting against her.
Yeah. I apparently haven't learned that yet.
Ah.
All right, I've got one more thing before we begin to wind down.
All right,
it's our favorite segment that we'll call "Dying on the Vine." So okay. I have a vast number of what I would call mediocrities dying on the vine. Not to insult any of these characters, because I can see at least 4 of them. Possible, all 5 of them are decent, but none of them are clear standouts. So here's where we are with people who could potentially be championed next. I have Colossus, Gamora, Bullseye, Beast, or Human Torch.
All right, you've got 2 that stand out.
I'd go Beast.
Beast was one of my 2. The other one was Bullseye.
Interesting.
I agree. Beast is a beast. Beast is amazing. He's way underrated.
I guess I'll go with him because he was also on my short list. I was going to go Beast or Gamora, but seeing as everybody's kind of in agreement about Beast, it looks like he's probably going to take the wheel here.
I like Gamora. She'd probably be my 3rd pick.
Yeah,
but,
she's fun with Kamala Khan because you can keep swinging that sword and healing up.
But yeah, Beast and I've already forgotten.
Bullseye was your suggestion.
Yes. Bullseye is better than I thought he was going to be. He is pretty good.
Yeah, not surprising, no love for the end caps, for the bookends of this deal, Human Torch and poor Colossus.
This is true.
Yeah.
He seems like he should be really good, but he's really unspectacular.
Every time I try,
maybe I'm not using him.
Every time I try and use him, he does good damage and then dies. Human torches, that is.
Yeah, torch. Yeah,
he just doesn't.
Colossus just kind of stands there. I don't know.
All right. Well, hopefully, I will have a latest Legends token from Championing Beast by the time we are next on the air.
Woot.
Okay. And if you get another 5-star, I'm going to drive up to your house and punch you in the throat.
You know what? Normally, I would just go, ha! But. Seeing as shortly after next show, you're going to drive up to my house, I think there's a good chance you can work a throat punching into it.
That's right. 10 days. I'll be there. Throat
yeah,
punching.
So I'll be... I'm still rooting for a 5-star. Man, that felt good. And I'm so pumped. I'm going to go home and play this game.
What if I do it is when I hit you in the throat, I make the Ric Flair noise at
yeah,
the same time.
If you,
will that make it
if you
hurt
chop
less?
Me, if you chop me in the throat and go, woo! And put up 4 fingers, I will be like, all right, that's cool.
All right.
Actually, I'll probably be like, all right, that's cool. But.
Man, I got to buy those tickets. All right.
So I will not be seeing you next week.
All right. If you people stopped derailing this show, it would have been done like 20 minutes ago.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Ray has really got to do some serious cutting. He is going to be like Edward Scissorhands at the end of this show. Just slicing it to pieces. Terrible.
He's going to make a poodle out of a bush.
Just don't expect any of our listeners to have any knowledge of the Civ conversation that took place.
Okay.
Oh my god, as long as you leave that sentence in so they know they're missing out on something, it'll just haunt them. It'll be amazing. But, you know, if they do get frustrated and don't know what else to do, they could always check out some other great shows on the soon-to-be-named podcast network.
What are those shows?
Where we are located. soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. Some other fine shows. There's the Prodigal Sons podcast, the incredibly obscene Everything and Nothing show. I didn't do one this week, so I don't know what it's about, but it's out there. Check it out. It includes not me. There is the Profane Arguments podcast, the Atheist Views podcast, also featuring me, but I didn't do one this week. But go check it out anyway, because it's out there. There's the Long Box Heroes comic book show. There's the Fresher on Parlance live YouTube show. There's Podvocacy with Jason and Dave and all their pop culture interests. There is the Prime Defective Star Trek The Next Generation companion podcast. And the Puzzle Warriors 3, and that's it. Check us out, soon-to-be-nem-network.tumblr.com. Dot.
Just dot.
Yep. Dot.
Well,
a lot
of
dots.
Sentence.
Right.
Period. Signing
so up. That's it.
Okay.
Soon-to-be-name-network.
All right. In that case, yet again, thank you for sitting through this. God help you. That's all we got for this week. You can check us out at puzzlewarriors3.com. You can leave us a comment there using the discuss feature. Our email addresses are up there as well if you want to shoot us a comment, a concern, a question, any of those types of things. Or you can make a post on Reddit. The show, Ray always posts a link to the show in the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit as well. You can get us on iTunes, you can get us on Stitcher, you can get us on Podomatic. Or you can just play it from our webpage. All the above will work. If you want to throw us some pennies, click on our Amazon banner at the top of our website. You buy something, you pay nothing, we get some cents. Helps to pay the bandwidth costs, and we appreciate it. If you want to throw more pennies, you can become a patron, like a bunch of fine folks that tend to be named Jeff. Or Dave.
Or not.
Or Dave or Jeff.
Dave.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be like a patron civil war between Jeffs and Daves.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to be Team Dave or Team Jeff.
Team Dave.
Speaking of which, I would like I want to mention three people real quick. AstroMonkey9 has become a patron. You may hear him on the podcast sometime soon. Also, J.A. Jones82, who is now our highest-paying patron at $5.01.
And 1 cent? Yeah.
And our previously anonymous patron emailed me and said he no longer wanted to be anonymous. It is, in fact, Bri the Fry Guy. So, thank you.
All right.
Thanks for becoming a patron and help supporting the podcast. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. It lets us continue bringing you this fine scheduled programming. Brought to you by viewers like you.
And Monterey Coast.
And the Monterey Coast. That's all I got. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, I hear that Rhodes is also a nice place to visit. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Oh, bye, friends.
Curious how many people possibly get that reference.
Yeah.
Well, it took me quite a while because I was like, really? How are we? Why are we going to do War Machine next? And
right.
I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, we'll have to pick something else when War Machine becomes a character.
It'll be the same one and it'll really mess with everybody.
They're
like,
return to the roads. All roads lead to Tony. I don't know.
Nope. I'll just need you to take your like best sloth voice and be like, Rocky Road. Ha ha!